And we're back at 99.5 KKLA. This is Kim DeBrien with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we are into our exposed segment here at worshipfactory.net. Get connected. Get connected online. You can help each other out, encourage one another, which is really, really important within the creative arts community. And John and Mariana, we're actually still in studio with that wonderful, wonderful song that we just went out with by Randy Crenshaw.
I tell you,
where can I get the CD?
I want some beans and cornbread.
That's right.
Exactly. I'm from West Virginia, so that actually like hit me close to home.
Did that resonate with you?
It did. I wanted to go kiss my cousin. It was very good.
Your cousin's your wife, so don't bother.
That's right. And I can say that because I'm from West Virginia. I love you guys all out there.
Well, and you only have two teeth, too. Sorry, this is radio.
The people can't see it.
That's right.
You know, Randy, we wanted to get a chance to let you talk to these young people. They're, you know, exposed. It's all about their mission is to go into colleges and also talk to the college and high school age group. They are beginning their careers, a lot of them. Some of them have had a career already, but some are beginning their career. What can you say to those, to our two people in studio with us, obviously John and Mariana, about the industry and careers in the entertainment field?
Well, first of all, I think it's really great that you guys are doing what you're doing. And what I always tell people, especially kind of when they're at entry level and trying to decide what they want to do with their lives, I'm not a guidance counselor, and I played one on TV once, but I'm not really. But what I tell them is really pursue not only what your gifting is, but what you truly love. Because when you do that, it's never a grind. It's never a job that's like, well, I got to go do that stupid job again. I mean, the statistics are that probably 85% plus of people in the world do jobs that they really don't like. They either detest them or they're just resigned to doing them. And so if you can find a really good, just like you want to find your spiritual gift so that you function well in a church, if you find the way your gifting intersects with the world and how you can actually make a living doing that, that's the coolest thing ever. And I don't feel like when I go out, I don't ever feel like, man, this is just another job, and then I go home and I sleep and then I eat and I go back and I do my job. I always feel like, no, this is great. Who do I pay to do this? Okay? So not everybody has a glamorous job, but if you just love helping people and you find a job that allows you to do that, that's you united your gift and your calling, really, with what you really love to do. And I just say, try that. Don't just live a life of quiet desperation just because, you know, it's easier. If I sell real estate, I'll make more money.
That's awesome. I have a friend of mine who's an animator, and he said that he's paid for a hobby. You know, he says he just loves what he does so much that they pay him to do something that he enjoys doing.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next question. It's all about the money. And how, going into, you know, with SAG and AFTRA, how do we make the money? How do we make the Benjamins, baby?
Well, the funny thing about it is, of course, neither one of those unions, those are the two talent unions, really, that I belong to. One is Screen Actors Guild, that's SAG, and then AFTRA is the American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. And those two cover pretty much all the work that we in the singer world ever do. They also cover a lot of things. They cover acting, you know, voiceover people, dancers, puppeteers, stand-up comics, announcers, all kinds of different people. But anyways, they don't guarantee work. They're not like your longshoreman's union. You go down there and go, well, I've been here 15 years, so I go to the top of the seniority thing. That means they send me out first. Instead of that, you sit there and you pay dues, and it guarantees you nothing. So I always tell people when they're starting out their careers, as soon as you start getting offered work in your chosen profession and it's serious work, like with serious dollars, that's when you need to consider taking the jump and really becoming a union member, because that means you've arrived. That means you're a wanted, you know, talent. You're a commodity that they want. And when that happens, it pays to have a union having your back, because just because they set – your wages and working conditions, and so you don't work forever for, you know, for $1.380.
You're protected.
Yeah, you're protected, and it doesn't guarantee any money. And sometimes unions, you know, they've got their ups and their downsides. The politics in unions are just like the politics in churches and in PTAs and every other aspect of our lives. You still have to deal with fallen, you know, fallible human beings. So sometimes they're really great and sometimes they're not. But the unions are good in the sense that they've looked at the work that we typically do and set rates for it and say, well, you know, this is a fair rate, you know. And singers, unlike actors, you know, actors can make millions. You know, if they have a percentage on a movie, they might make, you know, $10 million per movie. Hmm. Not us. We work for scale. You know, singers, we do a lot of small jobs, and we make a little bit of money, and hopefully it adds up to a living.
And you are listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5. We are in studio with Randy Crenshaw on our Expose segment. You know, Randy, you know, you made a great point about, you know, the union, being in the unions, but also, you know, when you first start out in the entertainment industry, it's like everybody looks at you, mom and dad, as you were alluding to earlier, about you're going to do what? I mean, you're going to be a musician or an artist or somebody creative. I mean, again, how do the young people, college area kids, high school, fight those battles, if you would, at home?
It's tough because you can't point to it and say, well, you know, it's a guaranteed income, mom and dad, and it's a guarantee that I'll be working. I mean, I go through peaks and valleys like most creatives do. You know, sometimes I am unemployed totally for long periods of time, and sometimes I need a clone of myself. I'm so busy, and it never evens out. So when I tried to tell my parents and people that I was, and a guidance counselor, tried telling them, I'm going to be a session singer, and I'm going to do funny voices, and they go, yes, but for a living, what are you going to do? Well, like I said, I'm going to... And what will you fall back upon when that fails? You know, so you have to kind of, in some ways, you actually have to have life skills so that while you're waiting for your big break, you know, it's you know the cliche that all actors waited tables while they waited for their big break, right?
Temp jobs, yeah.
Yeah, you do temp jobs. I mean, I did so many temp jobs, but you have to be prepared to do the things that it takes to put food in front of you until you make it. And so that's my advice. And then other than that, you know, you kind of have to sugarcoat it for your parents sometimes and say, I really love doing this, and I'm actually working. I worked once a month ago. You know, you have to say that stuff.
That's funny.
Oh, that is awesome. But I want to know, is there ever anything, I mean, you've done so much. I saw, you know, your whole credit list, and it's unspeakable.
That was a credit book.
That was a novel.
It's an encyclopedia. It's got several volumes.
Yeah.
But I want to know, is there anything that still surprises you? You know, because I almost feel like you've been through the whole, like, okay, you know, this another, I already got the hang of this. Is there anything that ever you get surprised at?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. And, one thing that shocks me is that I keep continually having to reinvent myself. You know, no matter how much work I've done, I'm going to meet a 20-something creative who's the creative director or the producer or the composer, and they aren't going to know who I am. And to them, I could be Joe Schmo. I mean, they have no idea. So I have to keep going in and going, yeah, I still know how to do this.
It's always changing.
Yeah, it's always a changing. Your hirers, the people that, you know, pay your bills, continually are a rotating bunch of people. So the people I came up with are all old fogies, you know, and a lot of them dropped out of the business or died, you know, or penniless. Doesn't that sound like a great business to get into? But anyways, so you, in other words, in our business, we have to keep demoing stuff and getting it to people who are in a position to recommend or hire, and we have to keep reinventing ourselves. So, and we can't just go, I don't like anything they do nowadays. I remember the old days when we used to do music like this. You know, because if you do, then you might as well just retire at that point in time and reminisce about the days of old, as Bob Seger would have said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it gets competitive then.
Oh, yeah, very. Because people continue to come into our business. And fortunately, our business is not, where I work is mostly off camera. thank goodness, because I have a face made for radio, as my wife constantly reminds me, in a loving way. But in a loving way.
How is that loving?
Well, it's good. Father's Day tomorrow. Come on. So the truth is that that there are new people coming into our business, and you know, people hire who they know. So if your friends are really talented and you know them, you're going to hire them. That's just the way networking works. So for me, I have to make myself known to your network, right? Mm-hmm. I can't just assume that all the old dudes are going to hire me because they're not.
You know? That's good advice. Yeah, networking and everything.
Yeah.
And you are listening to KKLA 99.5. This is Worship Factory. Get connected. Get online, worshipfactory.net. Get signed up. It's free. You can actually get on there. You can check Randy out. You actually check his bio out. And you may, if you've got a couple days, you can actually see his credits if you've got a couple days in front of the computer. And you would enjoy the read. It's pretty vast, without a doubt.
Definitely.
You know, but we really appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there.
Woo-hoo!
This is a great day for you fathers. Enjoy the day. Take dad to dinner or to lunch. Stay connected. Get connected. We'll see you next week. This is Worship Factory on 99.5 KKLA.